Father, it's an amazing thing that you put your breath into us and we can praise you with it. It is beautiful. Thank you for the voices you've given to us. Thank you for the bodies you've given to us. That all the time with what you have given to us, we can just express our praises and our worship to you. Today we want to thank you that through your Son Jesus, the power of his blood over every family, and we want to just to take time just to release the power of your blood to bring families into salvation, the redemption of whole families, to be able to really grow and understand the joy of being in your kingdom and to find their destiny in your kingdom and to live it out in the most incredible, fruitful, awesome way. Thank you for your Holy Spirit's ministry in touching families all over our community, over our nation and the nations. And we thank you for that through your Son, Jesus. Nothing's impossible. Amen. Amen. Last Sunday, we watched a video by Curry Blake just dealing with the prayer of faith and just understanding more and more of how to hear God and to allow his word to really come alive within us, that God-given faith, and to be able to take that word and to use that word, to work with that word in the area of faith and grace. And so this morning we want to just continue building on a little bit more of the joy of the grace and the faith that God has given to us. So if you'd like to come to Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to go through quite a few scriptures this morning, but just to start off here in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, we know this very well. Well, let me go verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So we have been looking at some of the scriptures concerning the grace of God and how to work with that grace of God. And we want to continue this morning on understanding how do we work with the faith God has given us? How do we work with the grace God has given to us? Like we saw there when Paul says over there, it is by grace I am who I am, because he was persecuting the church. And we can all identify, because we were all dead in our sin. We were all influenced and under the control of the evil one, as we saw here in Ephesians chapter 2. And it's by grace we are children of God today. And how do we live in that grace? And so Paul, he was saying over there that now he works even harder than anyone. Now, working with grace is almost like that's contradictory, you know. But he's working even harder than everybody else. Not him, but the grace of God within him. He understood how to work in this reality of being in this grace that is in Christ Jesus. So we don't want to work hard in our flesh, in the Adam. We want to work hard in the grace in Christ Jesus. That's the journey that we are busy looking at over here. And then we looked at also where Paul would say to Timothy, be strong in the grace of God. So we looked at how to just really learn how to be strengthened in this incredible grace of God, and also how to stand firm in the grace of God. So those are the areas we've been looking at over the past couple of weeks. And so this morning is just becoming more practical again, just becoming very aware of this grace that we have, and it's in Christ Jesus, but also the faith, they go together. How do we work with that? How do we live in that realm? And I think a starting point will be, or let me just go for some scriptures quickly over here. Yaron, as we look here in Ephesians 2 verse 8, it's very important to see this, where we see over here in verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Now what's important is that in the Greek structure, this grace and faith is referring to the whole sentence. So it's a gift from God. So when you're speaking about this being a gift of God, it includes both the faith and the grace, because there is some argument it's only grace or it's only the faith. But in the Greek, because it's neuter and it's a feminine there, and therefore it deals with the whole sentence. So here we see something very profound, that God has given to you and I the gift of His grace, His involvement. Everything that He has done in and through His Son, Jesus Christ, all that means, we have received that. And we are in Him. So we want to learn how to live in all that the Father has given through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we can grow a bit, can we? Not. And that's the whole reality for us, to begin to realize there's far more to being a child of God than what we are currently living now, and to renew the mind and to say, wow, God, there's such a future, what it is to be a son and a daughter of yours, and to experience the fullness of your provision through your Son Jesus. I want to grow up into that more and more and more. So there's always that incredible work of the Holy Spirit saying, Abba Father, that's empowering us to really grow and to become more then we know about that. And one of the big areas that's a stumbling block is this mind. Because that's where the limitations are, the strongholds. And it's like, no, it's too good to be true kind of thing. And so our minds need to be renewed to truth. And that's what we're looking at this morning, to realize, wow, in Christ Jesus, the Father has given us so much. But also not just the provision, the grace and His involvement and everything that He has done through His Son Jesus, but also He has given us faith to have access into this and to be able to live the life of faith in the grace that God has given to you and I. So faith is a big thing. A question, what happened when we got born again? We were just like what Paul is saying, we were dead in our sin. Man, I don't know about you, but sin was the master of my life. It ruled my life. I had no interest in God. It was not in my even thoughts there. And but there was one night, early hours in the morning, where my room was so filled with His presence. And it was like the Holy Spirit coming and sharing with me the gospel. I didn't even know the gospel. And He just shared with me. And it was so full of His presence. That wasn't me. That was God's grace. I wasn't even looking for God. His grace. And He put faith in me to know that this is all real. And so God became very, very real. And that simplicity of that, the power of all of that, the hugeness of that, but yet so pure and simple, that's the life that you and I are called to live in on a daily basis. Nothing added on to it. You see, we've added on so many rules and regulations, so many self-inflicted chains, and it was simply God intervened. We simply believed because He gave us the gift of faith. He intervened with grace, and we are called to live in that simplicity of that. And that's what He, in Galatians chapter 1 and chapter 5, where He's saying to the church over there, listen guys, who has bewitched you? You know, how did it all begin? You simply received. You believed and the Holy Spirit came upon you and you began to just walk in the reality of the grace that God has given. So how do we live? How do we work in this grace by not adding on all the other stuff that, you know, we've got to do this in order to do that. We've got to do this in order to be this. We've got to do this and that. And not living who we really are as sons and daughters of the living God. But in Christ Jesus. What is life in Christ Jesus all about? And how to work with that life in Christ Jesus. And how to participate in that divine nature as you look at some scriptures. So in Romans chapter 5. We've gone through that many times, but just to see the connection over here, because it's going to play a big role in Romans chapter 5. Let me just read verse 1 onwards. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, I want bring in the connection of faith and grace. Can't separate them. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. So you can see this faith that God birthed in us and God became real. We then received, we then took hold of the grace of God that was operating in our lives, and we stepped into that grace of God. That's how it started. That's how it is today. Simple, pure, not contaminated by anything else, but it's all of God. All of God. And he wants us just to go back into that pure faith in him, that faith that he birthed in us, and to grow in that faith that he has given to us over here. So we see again, it is through faith that we have gained access into this grace in which we now stand. And then he goes on and he says, it doesn't exempt us from the sufferings of life. Not at all. But now, by faith, you've gone into this grace, but now you are living in the reality of what the Father has given to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. What Christ has done in our place that we have received as a gift. And we've looked at his righteousness and all those kind of things. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because we, by faith, we're in the realm of grace. We're standing in this grace. It's totally different for us now because we're experiencing the power, the life of the Holy Spirit that's empowering us. Not only so, we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. So grace enables us, faith enables us to be able to look at our sufferings differently than when we were still in Adam, where it would have been all about myself and moaning and groaning and blaming and that. Now it's different. Now we're celebrating, God, I'm going through some trials, but I want to thank you because you're enabling me to participate and to live in the reality of this grace. Without the suffering, we don't know how to grow in grace. We need sometimes the suffering to be able to apply and to be able to experience and to try out and to practice living in the grace of God and in the realm of faith. Okay, so that is why we can rejoice, because not only that, we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. And this is the joy of us now. What has the Father done? What has he given to us through his Son Jesus? Remember Jesus said, I go to the Father, I'm going to ask the Father for the Holy Spirit. And God has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that is why we live in the realm of this grace of God. We live in his love. Our spirit understands this love. Sometimes it's just our mind and our emotions and all those kind of feelings that need to come in line with what our spirit already knows. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, again, let's just quickly go there. It's also important. Unfortunately, your NIV doesn't really bring it out as it should in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 onwards, 3 to 7. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way. This is our reality. When we got born again, in Christ we have been enriched in every single way. I've got a lot of room to grow in this, that's for sure. I don't know about you. That's why I'm learning how to live, how to work with this grace that I've been enriched in Christ Jesus in every single way. I don't want to let my mind say, but this and but that, no, this and that. I just say, this is truth. This is your word to me. I believe it. It's alive within me, and I'm going to grow into this and I receive it. So the prayer changes because we're praying now from a foundation of, wow, God, we've been enriched in every way in your Son, Jesus Christ. I want to live that out here on earth. I want that to become a reality wherever I am so that people can know that I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I want this fruit to be so powerful so that, Father, you are glorified in and through your Son, Jesus, who lives his life in and through me. See, there's far more. So the Holy Spirit wants us to move away from being ground-bound and just thinking and that. And if you're looking at the destinies of our family, we're so ground-bound about the careers. No, destiny, grace in Christ Jesus. We've been enriched in every single way. Destiny in Christ Jesus for our families. So it opens up how to pray for families. Far, far more than just the careers that we're so focused on with families, destinies and purposes, etc. So here we come. We're saying God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge. just that is like, oh no, Lord. Sometimes my speaking is just like the world speaking. Can you see what God is sharing with us? We're far more than just people dead in sin and transgression. We've been enriched in our speech. We've been enriched in all our understanding and knowledge. Hey. We don't really understand what it is to be a new creation in Christ Jesus. We're learning how to grow and to work with the grace of what it is to be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Because we have been enriched, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Far, far more than just being a church member. But being a child in the kingdom of God. Being in the family of God. We've been enriched in Christ Jesus. So let's carry on. And he carries on and he says, in all your speaking and all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you, therefore you did not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. And he will keep you strong to the end. This is the grace of God working. He will keep you strong to the end so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. So it's a powerful reality. This verse 7, therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift in sort of the literal translation, as you live in Christ Jesus. We're called to live in him, to live in this grace that is in Christ Jesus. So it is a beautiful thing that we have. In Galatians chapter 1, I just want the word of God to speak to us this morning. We can't argue with it. In Galatians chapter 1, as I've said here in verse 6, grace and peace to you from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 4, who gave himself for our sin to rescue us from the present evil age. This is all the grace. And we want to live, we want to work in this grace according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of God and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. So here we see again where Paul is writing that we've been called to live in the grace of God. And he's saying, but That you've been called to live in the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Why are you moving yourself out of that? Why? And he goes on and explains to them there in chapter 5. And he says over here in chapter 5, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. They're wanting to add on again, not staying in that simple, pure faith and grace that we experienced when we got born again, and from there to be able to learn how to live in that, to grow in that. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. But by faith, again, okay, we see the connection, we eagerly await through the Spirit of righteousness for which we hope for in Christ. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Powerful truth. And all everything that I'm busy reading right now, it'll be good to go and spend time in these scriptures. Just give you a scripture quickly. Just by the way, Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 2. Just to look at this. Here the writer is speaking so much about the revelation of who Christ Jesus is. If you want a good revelation of Jesus Christ, read through the book of Hebrews. And you'll just see, wow, you'll be able to see such an insight into who Christ is and what the Father has done through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it goes on in verse 5, it is not the angels that He has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified, what is man that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man that you care for him. So we see here that he's referring to, first of all, to humanity. What is mankind? What is that you are so mindful of him? And then he goes into the specific, because it's a prophecy concerning Jesus Christ at this time. You made him a little lower than the angels. This is the reality of mankind. You crowned him with glory and honor, put everything under his feet. And then he goes and he says, putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see anything subject to him. But we see Jesus, who has been made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. So here's the amazing truth over here, we just quickly, where we see that man, we were made a little bit lower than the angels. Christ comes as a man, made a little lower than the angels for a brief time. And then we see the resurrection and the glorification of Jesus Christ. And he's the author now taking us to a higher level than being lower than the angels. And now we start to see he's brought us into this glory. He's redeemed us by his blood and he's made us into a kingdom and priests so that we can rule here on earth. And he's speaking about the world still to come. And our destiny, our purpose, just what Christ has done in him. And so there's a grace. There's so much more for us to grow into, to learn, instead of being a body of Christ in our nation. I'm not saying anyone here, but the church itself, having the language and the knowledge and speaking the same as the world, for us to begin to say, wow, God, we are in this realm and of your Son. What has he done? And we're starting to think differently. We're starting to renew our mind. And that's why we fix our mind on Christ Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, so that we start thinking differently It's very hard to pray the prayer of faith when our words and our minds are ground bound like this. It's not faith. Faith is what God is speaking to us through His Word and what He has shared and what He has done through His Son Jesus. And that's our words. That's our thoughts. That's our understanding. That's our communication and what Christ has done, what the Father has done through His Son Jesus, the grace that came through Him is for you and I. So the mindset is so important over here. Now let's go back to Romans chapter 5. Just to connect the faith part to this now. Remember faith, a good definition of faith, besides the Hebrews 11 verse 1, it is the way God almost like persuades us that what we're hearing is awesome, it's truth. So that divine persuasion comes in the reality of that word becoming so alive within us. And we just know that we know this is truth, this is real for you and I. That moment, that's the Holy Spirit just really just breathing, this birthing faith into us so that we are able to receive what God has spoken. So that word that He's sharing with us is because we're in the realm of His grace, and now our Father is speaking to you and I as His children. And He's sharing with us His wisdom. He's sharing with us something that we need to know. He's sharing with us something that we may not yet know about the tomorrow, but our Father knows about our tomorrows. And He's sharing with us the truth. He wants us to be able to receive and to now take hold of this word that He's given. So that's the reality of the faith we're speaking about. It's a gift from God. It's not our human faith. It's not religious faith. It's not intellectual faith. Okay? Because faith, anything that we believe in, so I could believe in circumstances, so I'm living my life by faith because I believe that what circumstances say is going to be my reality. That's not what we're talking about. So many, many times we find ourselves living a life of faith, but not from the word of God that God has spoken to you and I. More from our circumstances, we believe that to be our truth. So we're living a life fully persuaded that our circumstances is absolute truth, and we're living it out, we're planning it out, we're speaking it out, we're making decisions based on all of those things. And when we're honest with ourselves, often we live like this. And that, but God is saying, how do we work with the faith He's given to us? How do we work with the grace that's in Christ Jesus? We are in Him. How do we begin to work with the reality of being in Him? How do we work with this incredible, powerful word that's alive, that's active, that has a substance of everything that the Father has spoken? So here we see He speaks to you and I. And so we read over here that through faith, We have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And this is the most incredible thing, that as the Holy Spirit shares with you and I truth and opens it up, straight away, you and I know that in this grace, all the provision of God is in His Son Jesus. We have been enriched in every single way in His Son Jesus. So we know that as He has spoken to you and I, all of a sudden that word, remember faith? It's a substance of things we hope for. All of a sudden this word that we're hearing, now we know there's such a substance to it because it's in this realm of God's provision in His Son Jesus. So we can boldly follow, we can boldly now begin to walk the journey of faith because we're not going to sink. As I often say, Peter didn't just step out and walk on water. He stepped out and he walked on faith. The substance of faith is real. And he walked on what God spoke to him. Jesus, he heard Jesus and he stepped onto that substance of faith. Solid reality. Those who hear the word of God and bold and the storm comes, it's on a substance. It's a reality. It's not just a wish-wash kind of thing. Intellectual faith, but it's genuine God faith. And it was solid. So that's the joy. So as we hear God speak to us, such a privilege that we can go for it, knowing that we're in the realm of His grace. And it's solid, it's real. And our Father is involved, the Holy Spirit is involved. There's so much more because we have Jesus interceding for us. We have the Holy Spirit interceding with us. It's so much more because we see in Hebrews where He was crushed, was made as a human, so that He is able to face all the temptations that you and I, so that He is able to help us. Powerful. So that is such a joy for you and I to be able to really step into everything that the Father has done in and through His Son Jesus, that we live in that realm. And now for that to become a reality here on earth as it is in heaven. The faith connection. So faith for me is a very real thing. It's not just a fridge magnet. But the more we are learning, wow, God, this is what You have given to us. This is who we are in Your Son Jesus. The more faith becomes so, so solid, so, so real, that you'll find the freedom in this faith. You'll find the incredible joy of knowing nothing is impossible for those who believe. Because you've heard the Holy Spirit speak. You've received, God birthed faith. You experienced the reality of how God became so real. That word became so alive. The evidence of faith is now so real. Faith always leads to the intimacy of relationship with God. That's the God faith. Every single time as God speaks to you and I, it'll always give such a revelation of who He is. It's awesome. And that's the difference between intellectual faith or religious faith, where it'll just be words and, well, okay, that's interesting. But the God faith, with the Holy Spirit birth, the words alive, and you start to find, wow, God, You're awesome. And so we can move in that realm all the time. It's very profound. Here in 2 Peter, we've often gone through this, but just to recap over here, 2 Peter chapter 1 again, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life. Again, in Christ we have been enriched in every single way. Here we see again in this grace in abundance that we have received. His divine power has given us everything we need for life. That's quite something, because it's not, He's given us a little bit. He has given us everything. What confidence that we can have. This is grace. And faith now receives, wow, God, You have given us everything that we ever going to need to live a godly life here on this earth. Nothing's lacking. Take hold of it. There's powerful truth that God gives to you and I. All these, you know, often we will speak about it, but all these things, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not all that. That's denying this truth. God has given us everything. We have been enriched in every single way in Christ Jesus. Grace. He's given us everything. And that's why He's stretching us to go beyond our ground-bound kind of way we look at ourselves and the way we operate, and to really begin to realize, wow, God, we are a new creation in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Teach us what that actually means. I want to grow in that. I want to learn how to live in more and more of that truth. And that's why all the time you will see there that the grace upon grace. See, it's a growth for you and I. Grow in grace. Be strengthened in grace. Grow in your faith. Be strengthened in your faith all the time. It's part of the work of the Holy Spirit that's working within us. And He says, yeah, so His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. And then he gives us an insight over here. For this very reason, based on what he's just spoken about, this grace of God, this peace of God, what he's given us, his divine power has given us everything. He's given us the most incredible promises. And through all of these things, we now may participate in his divine nature, because we've got the Holy Spirit within us, and there's such an incredible new creation reality there. And for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Now he's starting to work with this grace. Now he's starting to work with the faith. He's adding on goodness, knowledge, and to the knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. And if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. When we, just for a moment, start to get into agreement, God, in and through your Son Jesus, we've been enriched. I live in this realm of grace because I live in Christ Jesus. You've called us to be able to live in grace. You've called us to live a life in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And just by the awareness and beginning to accept that, something takes place. Because now we're starting to get into agreement of who we are in Christ Jesus. And so this is how we start to work with this grace more and more, where we begin to really thank you. So now we become conscious. So throughout our day, any situation, we can begin to realize, but God, you have given everything needed to be able to go through this. Everything. I'm starting to work by faith, the grace that we live in. God's help, God's provision, God's power, what Christ has done in our lives and through our lives. So no matter the problems that you and I face, our normal starting point is, oh wow, oh no, how much is going to cost? Oh, you know, all those kind of things. But let that not be the end point. It may be just the starting point as we learn to practice. Now we go on, but thank you, Lord, that's it there. But I live in your grace now, and you're teaching me how to operate in what your Son has done. How have I been enriched in every way in this given situation? I'm busy working with the grace. I haven't put it on the shelf. I'm busy operating in that grace. I'm busy working with the faith that God has given is understanding, and that word opening up to us. We're working with the faith of God that is given to us. So that's why Paul writes, they fight the good fight of faith. That's why we understand when it comes to the parable of the sower, where we speak about there, where there's no understanding because faith is not real yet. What takes place, the enemy comes to steal. But as we receive, wow, God, this morning, thank you that you're opening up that I live in this realm of grace, and this faith that you've given me enables me to have access into experiencing in Christ. I have been enriched in every way. That's what I now can begin to live and have access to, begin to receive and work with that grace. What happens? You go out there, and then by tomorrow there's a problem, and it's, oh wow, wow. You know, now we can stop and now we can work with the grace. No. See, so this is very practical and become very active in taking our thoughts captive and placing them obedient to the truth that the Holy Spirit has spoken to us. And we work with that word. We don't just look at and now work with the circumstances, because that's our practice, that's our habit. working with circumstances, working with emotions, working with other people's opinions, working with thoughts. We're good with that. But that's the old. We're in Christ. Now we're working with the truth. So fix our minds on things above. You see, fix our thoughts, our heart on Christ Jesus. And we're beginning to renew our way of thinking. So we start to grow in this. We're working with this. And we start to experience this. And this is in everyday life. No matter what it is. I've got a bit of a cold. I was up in Joburg and I think I was in a building in this cold draft all the time. So now I'm working with grace. I'm working with faith. Because I want to be able to really live and experience not only to be healed, but to live in divine healing. I want to grow in that area. So I work with it. I don't just accept, No, work, God, this is the truth that you've shared. I need to learn how to grow in this. I need to be established in this truth. So I work with it. So every situation, that praise God for that, because that is the classroom now for you and I to be able to practice and to grow in these things. And that's not nice because we don't want the classroom experience. But it's necessary. It's necessary, otherwise we never grow in it. It's always just a fridge magnet. Now we're going to work with it. So we can all say God is our provider, wonderful fridge magnets, until suddenly there's retrenchment and things like that. But now we've got to work with the grace by faith. This is the truth. And that, so when I get anxiety, when I get fretting and all those kind of things, now I'm working with the grace in Christ. I've been enriched in every way. How's that going to work out? I have no idea, but I used to always say, because there was never a cent to pay for anything, I said, Lord, I'm looking forward to see how you're going to sort this one out because I don't have the means for doing that. So it becomes an adventure. I'm working with grace and faith, working with it, not going into panic station, work with it. See? So, we are blessed people, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah. What a joy for us to be in grace. We were in that Ephesians 2, dead in our transgressions, under the rulership of the enemy. But by God's incredible grace, touched our lives, we got born again, Christ became real. And our desire is for all of humanity to be able to encounter the grace of God. So that they can also come out of the dominion of darkness and bring into the kingdom of light. And this is what we're praying for the families. For families to be born again. To be in the kingdom of God. Amen. Oh. So Father, thank you. As we have the communion, now we want to thank you that it's through your Son you have done marvelous things. It's unbelievable to know that in your Son we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus in the heavenly realms. It's such a big thing. And sometimes it's so big, we just quickly read that promise, that truth. But thank you that you are now helping us to stop for a moment and to begin to accept that truth. That's our reality. And by faith to begin the journey of experiencing, of learning, of appropriating that truth. And I want to thank you, Father, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit. So every single time where our minds start going into the unbelief, where circumstances become this giant, we can stop straight away and we can say, no. Father, you spoke. And your word, that faith that you brought into me, has brought me into the reality that I can now live in the grace that comes through your Son, Jesus. Father, it's such a profound truth where you speak in the book of Hebrews that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help and mercy in our time of need. So we want to thank you for the provision in and through your Son, Jesus. So Jesus, as we have communion with you and just so value who you are and that your love for us and what you did in going to the cross so that we can come into your family. where we could experience the life of what it is to be a child of God, a son and a daughter of God in your family. So we thank you. We're celebrating you, Jesus. We thank you for the powerful work of your blood and the powerful work of your sacrifice. And we just give you the praise and glory for all that you have done through into our lives. And we give you glory for that. Amen. Amen.